Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv and Sophie with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Australian Medical Association Queensland has spoken out against the Liberal Party's health policies ahead of the upcoming election. The LNP's promise to cancel pill testing, a measure to prevent the usage of illicit drugs, will be put in place by next month if they win the election. However, the AMAQ has expressed serious concern for the impact this will have on young people at school this week, as pill testing is an important health and safety measure for people taking unknown substances. AMAQ President Dr. Nick Yim has described the LNP's stance as disappointing because many festival attendees are unaware of the contents of common pills found at such events.
Police are hunting for two people behind the wheel of a stolen car, which has caused a fiery crash on the Logan Motorway. Acting Detective Inspector Adam Cordner said an allegedly stolen Audi S5 collided with the rear of a truck carrying hazardous material around 8:15 p.m. on Tuesday. The truck continued to travel for hundreds of metres before exploding into flames, with toxic fumes spreading across the area, resulting in an emergency declaration under the state's Public Safety Preservation Act. The truck driver managed to escape the wreckage and was taken to hospital as a precaution. Cordner said it was very fortunate that the truck driver wasn't injured.
In national news, Australian researchers have found a low-risk antibiotic has caused an almost untreatable superbug. The international study, led by researchers from the University of Melbourne, found that rifaximin, an antibiotic given to patients with liver disease, has led to a serious and almost untreatable superbug called VRE. Lead author Dr. Adriana Turner says that rifaximin also makes VRE resistant to other antibiotic treatments like daptomycin and is urging for responsible antibiotic use.
Over 20,000 students across the country will choose not to scroll through their social media today, as participants of awareness initiative Unplug 24. The blackout is being supported by several high-profile individuals, such as Jessica Malboy and Jackie Lambie, that recognise negative correlation between mental health and social media. All boarding school students across the country will be participating, and some students have pledged to give up social media altogether.
In international news, 5 people have been killed and 22 are injured after a presumed terrorist attack on a defence company in Turkey. Turkish Aerospace Industries is one of Turkey's most important defence and aviation companies, located in Turkish capital Ankara. 2 armed attackers carrying assault rifles stormed the building, at least one of them detonating a bomb, which some report saying bombings took place at different exits as employees were leaving work for the day. The Turkish president has labelled this a terrorist attack. However, no group has claimed responsibility for the attack.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly sunny with a chance of shower maybe. It is currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. The moon tonight is a waning gibbous. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au/news.
Why, it's my very best.